As we reported last night, Florida Senator Bill Nelson intends to introduce electoral reform legislation in Congress soon that includes abolishing the Electoral College. Such a plan would not be the first time. Opposition to the Electoral College has been present throughout the country's history, but particularly after the 2000 presidential election, in which Al Gore won the popular vote by over 500,000, but did not win the proper number of states. To get rid of the Electoral College would require a constitutional amendment, always a formidable challenge. But according to two voting rights experts, such a move is already happening in the states. Rob Ritchie is executive director of the Washington-based group Fair Vote. He told WMNF about that movement.
I think that we will very quickly get rid of the current Electoral College system. I'm a big fan of the National Popular Vote Plan, which is passed in my state of Maryland and the state of New Jersey, and it's one that actually gets to a direct election of the president, essentially defangs the Electoral College, but through action in the states. It takes advantage of the fact that under the Constitution, it's states that are the ones that structure the Electoral College system, and they have the power to essentially structure a national popular vote. There's a lot of information about that at nationalpopularvote.com. Congress, of course, can change the Constitution or trigger a process of changing the Constitution through a constitutional amendment. I think it's a great conversation to have. I think the current system really is not serving us well at all, not just for the occasional election where someone loses who has a greater number of popular votes, but more the ongoing problem of a handful of states getting all the attention and most states getting no attention. And that kind of inequality between people and among states, I think, is a big problem.
That was Rob Ritchie from the Washington-based group Fair Vote. Now, Stephen Hill was the director of the political reform program for the New American Foundation. He also spoke about the growing movement to get rid of the Electoral College at the state level.
I don't believe that the Electoral College serves us well at this point in the 21st century. Perhaps in the 18th century there was a logic to it, but that logic disappeared a long time ago. What it's boiled down to is that what should be a national election to elect the most powerful elective office probably in the world boils down to just a handful of battleground states that decide it for everyone else. You know, we can tell you who's going to win 43 out of 50 of the states right now, and as we get closer to Election Day, it'll probably boil down to just two states, Ohio and Florida, just like it did in 2000 and it did in 2004. And so that means all the other states and the voters who live there and the issues they care about are not being addressed. It's not a national election at all anymore. The candidates don't really go to too many states. They don't spend money in too many states. There's all sorts of measurements out there about where candidates spend their money, and it just, the evidence is overwhelmingly clear that the Electoral College method has boiled down to just a handful of voters in a handful of states deciding this most important national election. So getting rid of the Electoral College and going to a national direct election for president is the best way to fix the problem. Of course, getting rid of the Electoral College requires a constitutional amendment, and that's going to be a long road. But what we can do in the short term, there's actually something called the National Popular Vote Plan at nationalpopularvote.com. And what it does is it takes advantage of the fact that the Constitution allows states to decide how to allocate their electors. And so states can decide, if they wish, to give their electors to the winner of the national popular vote. And what this plan calls for is for states to pass a bill doing just that. And once enough states have signed on to this essentially interstate compact to give their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote, once enough states have signed on to it that they have together a majority of the electoral votes, which would be 270, at that point this compact would go into place, and we would have a de facto national popular vote. Already, the states of Maryland and New Jersey have passed this. The state of Illinois has passed it to the legislature. It's sitting on the governor's desk, who's expected to sign it. The state of California passed it, but the governor vetoed it. This bill, this method, has tremendous momentum. It's been introduced in all 50 of the states at this point. So this might be, in the short term, the quickest way to go to a national popular vote without having to actually amend the U.S. Constitution.